Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here now in Germany, in Bavaria, actually, at a wonderful hotel we're going to talk about. I'm here with Frank Marenbach, who's the CEO of Althoff Hotels. And we're going to talk to Frank, and I've interviewed Frank before at another company, about this wonderful luxury chain of properties that has properties in mostly in Germany, but also in London and I believe in France. And we're going to talk to him about that and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Frank, first of all, it was great to see you here. It's been a while, 4 or 5 years since we last talked. You were previously at Edgar Collection, and now you're here. And this is the first time. Thank you so much for inviting me to this wonderful property, and I'm going to get a chance to see at least two more while I'm here. But let's talk a little bit about Althoff Hotels and what it is. And in fact, you have two brands within Althoff Hotels.
Indeed, James. First of all, I'm very grateful to see you again. I guess it was on ILTM.
Yeah, always ILTM.
Always ILTM. And yes, we have two brands. I mean, first of all, we are a family-owned company. Right. We have two brands, Althoff Collection, which is our five-star deluxe brand, and the Amaron Collection, which is a four-star superior brand. By the way, Amaron, the name is it's an artificial name, but Thomas, the founder, was mesmerized by the American, way of hospitality back in the days, and he liked the European aspect to it. So America and Europe, Amaron, became the name. So here we are, James.
Here we go. And of course, Althoff is his name. So, and I've just met him in the lobby. A really amazing gentleman has been around, started this company 40 years ago, right?
That's correct. Exactly 40 years ago.
Wow. So you're on an anniversary. And we're lucky enough here because we have all of the general managers for all your hotels here. So I kind of have a captive audience, and it's great to be here in a wonderful area of Bavaria here. Now, let's talk a little bit about how many hotels total in the Althoff Group.
We have 18 hotels in total, and seven belong to the Althoff Collection, okay. And 10 to 9 plus one coming to the Amaron Collection. And what you have not mentioned, we have a very young brand, Urban Loft,
for the... that's your third brand.
That's the third brand, so that makes it 18 hotels.
So it positions so Althoff is for the luxury customer, the Amaron is for the almost luxury sort of premium, and then the other brand is for a younger audience, right?
Absolutely, because as we often can witness, there's a journey. Each guest, you start somewhere and then you evolve. You become more sophisticated, you have more means to spend on travel, and we want to kind of cover this journey from the very beginning.
Let's talk about the individual brands a little more in depth. What makes for an Althoff Collection hotel, the luxury side, which is the one we're at? And tell me the name. It's the Althoff, because I always stumble over the names. What is the name of this property?
It's Althoff Seehotel Überfahrt. People would talk about it as the Überfahrt. Yeah. It's a German name. It means, crossing the lake, kind of.
I heard that. It's like a ferry that the family that owned the ferry is like that. Of course, Americans are going to stumble over that one, but that's another story. You have to go with the original name. I mean, I think it's, and we are sitting overlooking incredible lake. It's the Tegernsee, I think.
It's Tegernsee, Lake Tegern.
Tegernsee Lake. Yeah. And there's a church in the distance with the bells and all these mountains, and which just got a little coating of snow last night.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's right. Yeah. Well, already April, but we are 800 meters of altitude here. So, even in late March, it tends to snow.
Now, so within the Althoff, what makes it luxury? What are the things? I know there's some sort of essential elements. Mm. One is dining, of course, and of course, we're in wonderful accommodations, and there's a spa as well, right?
Mm, that's correct. I guess when you look at the luxury space, what all the hotels and Althoff Collection is no different have in common, it is the location, right? We always look for something which is gorgeous, like here, Lake Tegern.
You can't go wrong here, right?
You can't, exactly. And it's the only hotel with, lake view in this sense, only like 45 minutes from Munich away. And it's a very luxurious it's a playground for the affluent people from Munich. You can see that. So the location is absolutely key. If you look at Saint-Tropez, you overlook the Mediterranean Sea.
That's your French one. I didn't really know. I wasn't looking close enough that you have Saint-Tropez, and that is an Altof as well, right?
That's an Altof as well. And or
how come you didn't get us down there with this, a little bit more sun?
Well, we can do this in beginning of May because it's a seasonal.
That's seasonal, right. Yeah. So that's what it is. And then, of course, dining, which I've been lucky enough to already dine in one restaurant that was amazing, which is a restaurant you have down the lake. Actually, it's separate, but you own it, right?
Yeah, it's a cottage right by the lake. And food, James, quite right, is essential. Mm-hmm. In German, if I translate it into English, love goes through the stomach. That's what we Germans say. And Thomas, the founder of the company, has always paid utmost attention. And now, it's not only about fine food. Of course, we have Michelin-starred restaurants. It's like eating exquisitely well wherever you go, be it the Italian place, the casual place, the breakfast. You know, it has to be just, you know, far above what you find around the hotel. That is dear to our heart. And then, you know, coming back to my earlier statement, we're a family-owned company. So we'd like to extend this family spirit to all of our guests. Of course, Thomas and I, we're not directly running a hotel anymore, but we have a very steady workshop, people who stay with us quite long, and that makes it, you know, it's like coming home. So these three elements, location, you know, superb food, be it casual or really.
We also have the spa, which is amazing.
And the four elements, but by the way, created by Elke, wife of Thomas. She has created this four element spa, which is the third aspect, if you want.
Yeah, and you have, in this hotel, you have like 11 treatment rooms, so this is a pretty substantial spot. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you have an indoor pool and all kinds of things. So let's move over to Amran. What makes for that? What's the difference there? It's that sort of the next level down, but it doesn't sound like it's too much down, right?
No, is
also... location, right?
Yeah, applicable is location. Look, we're in Hamburg. There's the historic storage, close to the harbor. There's a historic place where, you know, it used to be the old storage facilities. You know, it's in the midst of it. You know, it's super nice, very lofty. Then you take Neuschwanstein, where I believe Jane's.
That's my next stop, next tomorrow.
And if you open the windows there, you see Castle Neuschwanstein. You know, it's right.
Not a bad view, I don't think.
Not a bad view. So location again. But then on a bit more casual, we have all the restaurants, Bacio della Mamma, Mama's Kiss, by the way, in Italian, you know, fine Italian food, and beautiful resorts, hiking, biking, and also a very good degree of wonderful hospitality. Mm-hmm. But maybe the price point is a bit less. Maybe, you know, it's a bit less luxurious when it comes to all the details, but it's worthy every penny, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many total Amran are there?
Nine total now.
So that, and then finally, you mentioned the one that I did not, Urban Loft. And how many locations do you have, and what is that aimed at again?
Yeah, we have two locations in Cologne and Berlin, and it's made for the young audience. You know, very very nice loft, quite big, co-working spaces, cool music, cool art, very much geared to attract the young clientele. A bit of smaller rooms, yeah, but again, super central location, right by the, you know, in the midst of the city, walking distance to a larger train station. And that's, you know, for the ones 20 plus, I would say.
Yeah. So you're going for the younger audience and hopefully graduate them to the Amran and ultimately Altof collection, right?
Yeah, that's the idea, James.
Okay. Now, what's going to be new for Altof both this year and in 2025?
Mm-hmm. We have two major openings coming up. First of all, the Dom Hotel in Cologne, right by the cathedral, one of the oldest hotels we have in Germany. Firstly mentioned in 1759. Mm-hmm. And then the ex-Villa Kennedy in Frankfurt, you know, which also is currently under total renovation, both opening, I hope, in May 25.
Oh, May 25. And actually, I will be in Cologne, I think, in a few days to see your other property there, the one that is open, right?
Yeah, the Schlosshotel Beensbeck, the Castle Hotel, quite nearby. Yeah,
which sounds wonderful. And we're going to get a chance to see that. Now, how are you going to now market? I know it's very much been a German brand, mm-hmm. As your former company was. Mm-hmm. Are you going to market actively to the U.S. market and try to get more Americans to come?
Absolutely. In particular, with the opening of the ex-Villa Kennedy and the Dome Hotel and the current portfolio, America, by the way, has always been, you know, a good market. But we would want to be more proactive, you know, want to reach out to our American guests more. And maybe that's my own provenance, you know, at Cook Collection, James, as you recall. I guess the most important market was always the U.S., mm-hmm. up to 40%, I guess. Maybe we're not going to get to these numbers, but yes, U.S. business, you know, we'd like to, you know, attract more Americans than we did in the past.
Right. So absolutely. And I got to tell you, from the product I've seen here, it's a product that the American clients are going to like because of the accommodations, because of the restaurant, the mm-hmm. dining, the locations, mm-hmm. and of course the spa, things like that. So I think, you know, definitely I'm probably going to see you at ILTM soon talking to all the U.S. Travel advisors. And now, how are you doing that? Are you a member of any? I know you're part of Leading Hotels mm-hmm. of the World, obviously. Or some of the hotels are, I think. How else are you marketing? Are you part of some of the travel agency consortia yet?
Virtuoso, for instance.
Oh, okay. Like, so you're Virtuoso.
Yeah, like the Überfahrt, Leading Hotels of the World. Yeah. All our luxury properties are part of LHW. And of course, we have our own PR company, and we slowly and gradually, create a footprint. And I look forward to this very much. I will start going to the US now more often. I haven't been for the past 4 years.
Okay.
Due to circumstances, of course, yeah. But I guess it's a people's business, you know, and I'm so happy to see our travel community again, all these superb travel advisors. And that's what also I personally will be doing.
Absolutely. And so I guess I'll get to see a lot more of you at ILTMs and Virtuoso, right?
You bet.
Okay. So we have a few more interviews to come. But yes. What attracted you to Althoff Collection? Because obviously you are Althoff Hotels. You were with Edgar, which is a lovely boutique hotel. You had some of the most beautiful hotels in the world. Mm-hmm. But what was the thing that made you come over here?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main reason was that Thomas Althoff, the founder, offered me a stake of his company.
That's a pretty good one.
Very good. So, you know, that is what attracted me the most, because becoming my proper entrepreneur in a narrow sense, yeah, that is always I inspired that. That would be the ultimate step. So this is the reason why. But I also did my emotional due diligence before I started, because I needed to understand, you know, am I going to like the portfolio of hotels? Can I relate to a 4-star plus brand? Because my background was purely 5-star deluxe. Okay. And as a CEO, I guess you need to be able to relate to the hotels also emotionally. And that together, you know, the stakeholder possibility and the attractiveness and the task itself, that convinced me ultimately to do it.
No, that's amazing. Well, that's a very good reason. I missed you, though, because mm-hmm. we've been used to see each other a lot at ILTMs and other places, and it really is great. Edgar was a great brand, and from what I see so far in this hotel, and I'm going to get a chance to see a couple more of them, you've got a winner here for the U.S. market as well. Now, anything else you'd like to tell? We go out to about 125,000 travel advisors in the U.S. now, and a lot of them like to sell luxury. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's lucrative. Anything else you'd like to say to them about Althoff Hotels?
Whenever you would like to, you know, work with us, partner up with us, you will get always a single person of contact mm-hmm. at each hotel that you can relate to. Make sure that your guests, your clients, our guests, you know, will be treated very well. If we can arrange anything in terms of treatments and anything which makes the stay special, I can ascertain you that also I personally will make sure that this is going to happen. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, from my experience here at this property, the staff is wonderful. I've only been here about a day, but they're very attentive and friendly. And I've one dining experience. I got two more to go. Mm-hmm. You're going to feed me out. I had to walk back from the restaurant last night in the rain because I felt like I got to do some kind of walking. It was just it was too full, really. And I'm looking forward to the next few days with you and exploring some more of your hotels because it really are these are wonderful properties. And now where can U.S. travel agents go? What's your website for Altaf Hotels? And I think there's a separate one even for Altaf Collection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess the best is altafhotels.com. Okay. That would give you a good overview, or Altaf, two Fs, altafcollection.com. This is the website, or marinbeck@altafhotels.com, because I'm going to answer all your questions.
Personally, you're going to get a lot of emails now. So that's but believe me, this was a find for me. I kind of knew the name, but I'd never tried it. You were kind of the endorsement for me to know that this was a really excellent chain that I had to take a look at. And I'm glad we had the opportunity to come over here and see you. And it sounds like we're going to see a lot more of you over the next few years.
Thank you very much. And I say hello to the audience. And believe me, I'm so much looking forward to see you again, see you first time, meet you. And James, thank you for this opportunity also to spread the news a bit about Altaf Hotels, Altaf Collection, and Amaran Collection.
Well, I still have a few more days in my grand tour of some of the Altaf and Amaran properties. Now I got to become an addict. I got to go all over and see all the other ones that are out there. But Franks, again, thank you so much. And I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.